There's going to be over there a hole. Rashi. Hasmuchel Defen Devuka Bitzalots. And Ches, I'm Aleph and Beit on the picture books because maybe I don't know, make it too confusing. Okay, and Ches on the Aleph. Re Hasmucha to the Defen.
Literally to the ribs?
To the ribcage, yes. The Re Hasmucha.
But you have spaces between the ribs.
So it's not, that's not supposed to be.
So what, I mean, the ribcage is, the ribs are not touching each other.
See, look at the picture. The smuchel daifen. You got a picture over here. You got a picture over here. The rea, here's the lungs. It's smuchel rea, smuchel daifen. The vuka bitzalais. Here are the ribs. This is the ribs. Rib.
It's now glued.
It's glued. Normally, it contracts and inflates. Now, when it's smuchel, it means it's mamish stuck, glued stuck.
What page?
Page, reishman, hey.
It doesn't even have to be solid. It can be in between. Between also.
In this example, it shows a lobe, an una, is glued to the ribcage. It was glued mamish to the ribs.
To the ribs.
You see that on the left side, you mean?
On the right, both sides. So one side is a sircha.
You see a sircha on the
that's
left.
Different. No, so that's a sircha is not the same thing as being smucha. Smucha means mamish glued. Smucha means mamish glued to the ribcage.
So that's the top part of the picture there.
The top part.
The letter A. It's on the top right of the letter A.
The top right. It's a mistake. Rea hasmuchel l'doifen. Devuka bitzalois. So that is the halach. We are dafim mem chesem and aleph. So rea hasmuchel l'doifen. Ein choy shalom. We do not need to be concerned. There's a hole. This we learned really yesterday. Shem v'lukur Rashi. Shem v'nikva. Ela toleinan re'usa b'doifen. Ve'amim doifen zem makach ha'yubayim. U'chshechoysa kotlo harea etzla. So saying a new yisoid. When you have such a massive, we assume that there is no hole in the lung. If there is no hole in the lung, why then is it glued to the rib cage?
I'm an aleph.
The top, a few lines down, because we assume that there was a defect in the rib cage, in the wall of the rib cage, and that is what caused it to get glued to the lung. So, in other words, we don't have to assume there's a hole in the lungs. When we learned yesterday about the sircha on the lung automatically means we have to be chayish that there is a hole in the lung, right?
Right.
So here we do not need to be concerned there is a hole in the lung. The reason why the una is glued to the rib cage is because there is a defect in the rib cage. There's something wrong, and there is no din treifa if there's a hole in the ribs.
If I recall, the Rashi we learned yesterday, he says that it's just like when two lobes are attached with a sircha, that even though there's a hole, that's good. It's not going to rip.
Next to each other, you're telling me now
that the whole sircha is not. There's no.
It's
hole.
Not even a sircha. It's not even a sircha. We do not even need to come on to that because when we have a sircha, then you get into whole complications of where is the sircha going. It is going. It's connected and shloi connected on, and also there's another reason because if we on the rib cage, then you don't say hainer rivusaya. The Gemara only said the yisoid. But if there's a sircha, there's only one lobe next to another lobe. Mm-hmm. There's no such leniency that a sircha from. The Gemara can say that in one moment, in a few moments.
But not a ba'uma. If it's ba'uma, then
no,
not.
Right, the uma for sure is no good. The uma,
if it's the hole, why?
So Rashi said from his Rebbe, Rashi added the word choim. Rashi said that svara. The lower portion, there is no heat, and it's going to develop into a greater problem. Okay, but let's not get that point, right? Let's first focus on what we have in front of us. Right now, Rashi's thing is very important. You saw it. Over here, the una. The una is glued to the ribcage. Rashi is telling us that means the problem is coming from the ribcage. The problem is not the lung.
So therefore,
there's no hole, period. Right. Next halacha. Now, let's say helosat simachim. There are what's called simachim. Which means
blisters.
There's some type of blisters. Then we have to be concerned that the hole has not come from the rib cage. The hole has come from the lungs, and therefore we're going to be saying
smachim. You mean things, something that overgrown?
Smachim here means blisters. And then, like you see over here in this picture, the next picture.
So those bliss are not coming because of a result of a hole.
The bliss is, no, that's the concern. The concern that the bliss did come because of a hole in the lungs.
So therefore, it runs
the
lungs,
source
right?
is the lungs. That's
the lungs. That's
also
the issue.
The source
what
is the
source of the problem? Is the, what, where is the source of the problem, the lungs, or is the source of the problem the rib cage?
So you can be boiding to see?
No, there's no way to be boiding.
So then it's rendered treif.
Right, we have no choice. So they have a health smachim, that the problem has come from the lungs, not the ribcage. Next, Mar Yehuda, Mishmeda, Davi, Mi'amar, Echa, Zirach, Zeh.
Forgive me, when you say the smachim, you're talking about that smachim is attached from the lungs to the ribcage?
Yes, yes, correct.
Okay, I got it.
So when there's blisters, you look in the pictures. Okay. Next, Allah.
It's a hellos that they have to actually lift it off to see what's going on over there.
It's not
going to
help.
What does that word mean, hellos?
No, hellos means if it develops. The word, translate the word halasa means
the lung
blisters. You do bedika, and you discover that the lungs have developed blisters. It's not, you know, halasa is not what you do.
It's not attached to the diaphragm, but the end of the attachment has blisters.
So therefore, this is a natural occurrence. Halasa.
Blisters are growing on the lungs. Mm-hmm. So the source is the lungs.
It's attached to where? To the
ribcage? It's on the lungs.
Yeah, and so where's the ribcage?
Next to it. This looks like a bridge, like circus again.
Uh-huh. Ribcage surrounds, it protects the lungs. You said. It's like a cage.
It's a cage.
Oh, that's where they gave that name, cage. Mm.
And also, there's no ear that gets inside. It's completely sealed by vasa.
Next to lungs.
Okay, just like the brain also is protected
by a krum. It's created by multiple levels.
No, but not only that, it has bones.
Correct.
Because it's very fragile, the brain. I'm just saying it needs to be. Yeah.
Some people's brains are
great. Okay, right. So we've already learned two halachas.
Yes.
Now halacha number three for today. Ma'ihuda Mishmeda v'Amar Echazev Echazev. He disagrees. Echazev is a chesh l'law. He disagrees. He agrees even in the first case. He's coming to disagree with the halacha number one. Even in the first case where the lobe, the una, is glued to the ribcage, we take into consideration the possibility that this problem has come from the una, not from the ribcage.
So it's machma.
Hey, and what do we do to the test? We want to do a test. There's a technique to test. What do we do? Amar Rava, Ravin Bar Shava Asvarli. This person, his name was Ravin Bar, the son of Shava. He explained to me what the test is. My sinon sakina de chalish pume. We bring a knife whose blade is dull, because if it's too sharp, it's gonna slice through it. It's gonna ruin it. What?
Since we bring a knife whose edge is thin. And thus very sharp.
Very thin? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Really?
Let's look at Rashi.
So what is chalash
mean? Very thin.
Rashi is very sharp. Very sharp. Look at Rashi.
Rashi is the...
Thin.
Hiv chodud, sharp, v'dach, v'choysech yofeh. Shelo yikora krum horeya b'moshchoy. So we don't want it to break the member. We want it to slice it in one shot. We don't want it to go in and cause any other damage. Let's see what we do. We're not finished yet. Umil for a kinan law, and we separate the lung from the rib cage. And now we look.
What do you separate? You
put the knife in between the lung. Like look in this picture. In the lung, the other picture.
This is right. Smuchel and Doifen. What's there?
You talking about the circle? No, there's no circle there. That's the first case. The first case was the lung lobe was firmly attached to the rib cage. Yeah. So now we have to separate it.
Well, how's it attached?
Glue, mucus. Mucus.
Circa is a mucus, you just thought.
Right, but this is not a regular circa, it's a thick mucus. Mm-hmm. It's a thick, which like a scab.
Okay.
When the lung is attached to the rib cage, there's very little.
What's the word that you used before?
Circa?
No.
That's smachim. That's that everyone is machim. Smachim is the blisters.
I got it, okay.
Okay, so let's see. So therefore, what do we do? So he says, we separate it, we look at the wall of the ribcage. If we see that there is a reus, so there is something abnormal.
We're talking about content that says that we're choshesh.
We are choshesh, and because we're choshesh, it does not automatically mean that it's treif.
Right.
There's still hope. There's hope to do a bedika. What's the bedika? The bedikah is we go pick a knife very sharp. Now we take it, we separate it, and then we inspect the wall and we look. If we see that there is a reusa bidoifen, there is a defect, then tolenan bosar doifen, and it's kosher. The animal is kosher. There is no halacha lemoisha misinai that a hole in the rib cage makes it into a trefa. The only halacha is if there's a hole in the lung.
Right.
Here we do not know where is the problem. Is so the problem
by
the lung?
By separating it.
So we're able to inspect. But you have to take a
to
very,
see if in the lungs there's a...
To see if there is a... To see, well, we don't know.
Because the
doifen,
even if there's a hole, that doesn't render treif.
Exactly. It does not render a treif.
In the rib cage, yeah.
So if we look at the reusa, and then we go and we see if there's a defect in the doifen, there's some type of disease, and automatically we know that the problem has come from the doifen, not from the lung,
and
it's a kosher animal.
Right.
Taldin and basa doifen. Eloi, and if not, then... If we look at the doifen and there's nothing abnormal,
mm-hmm.
we have no choice but to assume the worst and to assume that where did the hole come from? The hole came from the lung.
It's just interesting. I'm just wondering.
Machmas, you love
machmas.
That's just that because you're not used to that. The yeshivish way is machmas. Okay, over here in the article, all the nikudos, they give it the grammatically correct way to pronounce it, which no one ever heard of before. Go to yeshiva, you never heard mechamas. Chisudei michasra. Omar Abaye. Mesechta Yoma. That's like talking Chinese to you, right? Chinese to you. So here we have the art school. We have over here the Oizvadar. And we have over here, get you the Tuvias, and you'll see three different Nikudim. Vilon, if not, mechamas. Nachmas today.
What is that?
One more time. Where is that? Navi? Where? What haftarah is that?
I don't remember. It's recent.
He knows all Tanakh inside out. You know he's a Balkari Mufluk?
He's an Arab also. Are you?
I like you, Miha.
Don't learn all Tanakh.
You're not so, don't be humble. You're not so great. Mi omazeh.
Ne.
Weiter. Wie loin if not machmas, I'll say the yeshiva should in this sprach. Machmas, reye, hi utrefa. The af agav, the law ka mafka zika. Even though there is no air, there's no, does not appear to be any problem. You look at the lung, the una, I don't see any hole. If I blow it up with a vacuum cleaner, there's no, and it's
the feather. The upper lobes.
The upper lobes.
Yeah, any lobe.
Well, no. we don't see. I blow it up. Well,
no,
we're assuming that. So we're saying even though right now we slice it open and we separate the lobe from the rib cage.
Yeah.
On the rib cage, it's clean like a whistle, clean like a whistle. There's nothing over there. So if we have to assume that where did the whole problem come from?
Right.
The lung.
Okay. Even though you don't see anything on the lung,
you don't see, and you blow it up. You take a vacuum cleaner, you blow it up, reverse, blow it up. And you dip it into water. You call chaverim, who are experts in changing tires, and they put it into the water. And there's no bubbles.
Right.
There are no bubbles.
It's still
we have to assume that that's where the problem came from. And
like
it's a trace.
It's interesting that you don't slice on the other side. If you do slice on one side, why don't you slice?
Well,
by
you're
the
slicing
red.
Right down the center. You're slicing, you're separating the lung.
Right,
you're not
middle.
Doing any. You're not
doing
the center.
You're not doing by the doifen.
You take a very here in between the doifen and the lung. You're being
right.
Very careful to
you
slice
separate.
It apart. To separate.
Minhad doifen. You do. What do you do? Just in between. It's impossible.
In between.
Yeah, it's very impossible to get a clean.
You do it as best as you can. You separate it with the knife the
so
best you can.
We don't look at all at what's going on by the ray. We only look interested by the doifen.
If we find the ray by the doifen, we can be toile. It's a chiddush. If you find the reasa in the doifen, you can be told, why don't we say that the disease was in the lung and it spread to the doifen? Why don't we say that today? They'll always say that. That's what they say that. Where is the damage come from? No, the Gemara is an incredible chiddush. You go and you slice it. If you see the lung, there's a reasa, we assume that's where it all started from. Okay, there's a halach in the treifus. You have to come on to the yisodes of b'toila. The mitzias may not be in your favor. It doesn't matter. Halacha does not operate with the same set of rules as
exactly,
the Mitzvahs.
Exactly.
Halacha allows you to be toila. Halacha allows you to stay bittul. Halacha allows you to do a lot of very interesting things, which is keneged the Mitzvahs.
Exactly.
That's very hard for people to swallow that principle in halacha. If three pieces of
if
meat,
a person is not a maimon, it's difficult.
If you have three pieces of meat and one is definitely a chazir, and they get mixed up, are you allowed to
say again, I'm sorry,
three pieces of meat?
Right.
Two is kosher, one is treif.
Yeah.
And they get it's bottle. So now halacha l'maisa, you only
that's not
halacha
betray, even though it's not bottle b'shem.
Chad betray, but not Torah. Chad betray.
Okay.
The chad betray. So the halacha is bottle, and the halacha l'maisa, you're only supposed to eat two. You're not supposed to eat. There's a chumrah. you're not supposed to eat the third. You have to eat the third.
Certainly, yeah,
however, there are Rishonim that disagree, who allow you to eat all three, but not Bevasachas. Don't eat all three Bevasachas.
No,
I can eat two today and one tomorrow.
What's the Pshat?
Because every time, that's the world of Halacha.
Wow.
That's exactly the thing. Who says, I mean, the one in the Rush? Anyone that does not understand this doesn't know the first thing about Halacha, about Torah. Even though Mamash the Mitzias is, it's Mamash eating.
It's one of the three.
Kim to Malev.
Right.
The world of Halacha transforms
who
the
says,
Mitzias.
Who says you can eat all three, but not Bavasachas? That's
even the Davashabin is only a Chum Mirabon. It's not a Deraisa.
It's not a Deraisa.
What's on that Deraisa? A Davash Beminion?
Davash Shevbin, I feel a bit Elaflay bottle. That's not a Deraisa. That's the Midrabanan.
Bittle, if it's going to come mutter afterwards, like the chametz, it's davar shel mensh lebatel. If it's going to be mutter, some that's going to be mutter afterwards.
That's davar shel matirin. It's also a chumra. It's also a Midrabanan.
Also shel Midrabanan.
Midrabanan, you can't eat this.
No, you cannot. Midrabanan is a
machlokes
halacha l'maaseh. You're allowed to eat all three shleib, not bevasachas.
That's incredible.
There's no mitzvah to eat it.
There's no mitzvah to eat it.
If you can bypass it and eat something else, you eat something else.
Right. Why should you? So the Rishonim didn't say, I remember all the...
It's not as good as
Chametz is when you don't know.
Of course. You know.
But three eggs, you do know.
What do you do know?
What's the head of three eggs you do? Because just in case.
Just in case there's
three eggs, you talk about an egg that's noiland?
Egg that might have a blood spot.
Oh, yeah.
So only doesn't exist on the
right, because
the aren't shy.
Why? Because everything
fertilized.
Right.
They're not fertilized. It's all done by the factory. They don't have real eggs. Say. They make it in a 3D printer.
Fake eggs.
3D printers they make. Like people also. They're not.
I mean, they cause the hen...
What has a hen? You have a machine. It comes. You go to the supermarket. They have in the back room. They have a machine that makes the eggs.
Isn't there a hint of
chumra? They have a 3D printer.
Isn't there a hint of chumra to be machmir?
So just wondering if by tab betrays because you don't know. So why would this even help you? Tab betrays me.
These are chumras. Great chumras.
I'm saying, how come a lot of restaurants you have to check the eggs? You don't have
it's
to.
It's a minhag Yisrael to check eggs, even though today it's not shaykh.
That's part of the duty of a
the duty, a even though b'zman hazeh, it's really the whole reason doesn't apply. I think there's a machlokes person what you have to do b'zman hazeh, because it doesn't because the mitzvahs say you buy the mitzvahs they're not fertilized. Next sugya, kaya naya sugya. Rav Nechemi b'ed Rav Yosef Bodik lay bifasho. He examined it in lukewarm water. In other words, no, he was even more mekel. He, in other words, what did he do? The same story.
So where you up to them? Rav
Nechemi b'ed Rav Yosef Bodik. It was Machmer. What happened? Let's see Rashi. Bivashoret laachash peruku mimotzu baka bedoifin. Oh, Machmer. Right.
After he severed,
they severed it and they discovered. Guess what? They discovered there was a maka bedoifin.
That wasn't enough.
According to Tanakama, we know in the toilet that it was
sufficient.
No. Yes, to still do a bedika.
According to this,
lukewarm water. And we had the sugi before. Why that's for lukewarm water?
He says lenient.
What? Other Rishonim. Rashi says, La'acha sheperku mimotsu maka bedoifin, and me nafeach bo, he blew it. He blew up the lung to test. If it bubbled with water,
how do you know if it's a chumra?
Trefa, because even though they found, we just learned above, that if they find the chasson in the doifen,
right,
we toil in the doifen, case closed.
Right.
We don't need to do a bedika. Right. We're finished. So he's saying, no, it's not sufficient. You have to go blow it up, and even though
you
found,
doesn't say you have to do that first thing. You just have to do the second thing.
Look at Rashi.
Examine the
Rashi says, "Li'acha sheperku umotzu maka bedoifen." They already found the maka bedoifen. So we just finished learning. We can be toil bedoifen.
Right.
It's not sufficient according to this man de Omar. Minapeach ba. They blew it up. They blew air into the lung,
and then
they soaked it. They put it into water, lukewarm water. Imivat specific bubbled. It bubbles came out of the lukewarm water. Maya trefa because
I
the
hole. I was looking later on.
Why is it trefa? Why?
Because the hole. There's a hole in the lungs. Of course, that's trefa. Shrei nikba was perforated. But why do you have to do the bedika? We just finished saying before we don't even check. Once we find the reyasa, we can be toile. Yeah. Obviously, this man the Omar disagrees.
It could spread.
It disagrees.
Kasha from Tosis,
yeah, what's called kasha? Yeah, Tosis. Iko reyusa with
the going to Tosis. Eventually, it's going to make a hole in the lung. That it, when it comes, going to come off.
So we should go bust a sofa.
Yeah.
The after they have given lachatif kol hasirchayis in baitim ba'isam loy the devil of reversion
and sircha blenekev. according to Tosis, nothing to
do
with
which that. Which Tosis are you reading from?
The small Tosis. Chamir ben Rabbi Yosef.
No, so he's just telling us halacha lemaisa l'machal. Look at this. The ata now nehagin lehatrif kol hasirchas.
You mean the hatrif? Do you take
to make treif? Even we don't make any coolest bizman hazeh. Even
that's not the Tosis over here. There's a kasha that they ask.
There's
no
Tosis. This Tosis.
This Tosis the kasha.
No, it doesn't. No, the kasha.
I'm just telling you, the kasha is this. It's just shver.
There is a kasha. We can be honest. We tell you from the footnotes. Yeah. Okay.
What's it? Did you just finish this?
There's a very yisoidai stikatisis. We concluded the sugi that bisman, and we concluded the sugi yesterday that you have two asichos kisidron.
Yeah.
Kisidron. Una to una kisidron. Is it a treifa? No.
No, not right.
Heiner Rivusayu.
Right.
Only
right.
When it's Shaloi Kisidro.
Right. What does it mean again, Heiner Rivusayu?
It's natural. That's natural. The way it grows. Yeah. It's natural. And it's going to have an opportunity to heal. Rashi was Myrich, what it means, Rivusayu. This Choyim, it's going to heal. There's no pressure. Right. Everything's going to be Shalom Al Yisrael. But what about it, Shaloi Kisidro? Or what about if it's the Uma and the Una? That was the Machlokes. The Rebbe. The Rebbe. What about the Doifen? They have a whole sugi over here with the Doifen. Is it because of the lung? Because is the wall? Is it the lung?
Yeah, yeah.
And what about the Varda? The Ununiso de Varda.
So he says
the baby one.
He makes a blank statement.
He makes a blanket statement to his sister. Bizman Hazeh, we don't know if these chum, we don't know if all these halachas. The bottom line is you got a sircha. Forget it.
And you can't even check.
Finish.
It.
You can't eat meat. You can't eat meat.
Is that takata halacha?
Even the zeh hazeh, one next to the other.
Right.
Do we go so far? Obviously, we don't go so far because then we couldn't eat meat altogether. That's why today there are many madregot of what is called kosher, what is called glat, what is Beis Yosef glat. There's Beis Yosef glat grade A, Beis Yosef glat grade B, grade Beis Yosef glat grade C. And then there's, well, they're not telling you about this. And then there's glat A, B, whatever, all these madregos, all different slaughterhouses. And all I can tell you is that when you go to an event, an affair, where they're serving large amounts of food, meat, you should know that it's not what you would be bringing into your own home. If you would go, you would never, if you know what they're serving you, you wouldn't be eating it.
So that's the reason a lot of people prefer chicken or fish.
Chicken is much better.
The reason why a lot of people go for fish. Sometimes they give you
but
an
once
option,
the meat is
treif,
they cook it in the same kalim. What's the difference? They cook everything goes in the same oven, so treif is treif.
Not fish. What? Maybe chicken, not fish.
Okay, but the chicken, even not stopping out of chicken.
I know a lot of people.
The difference between treif and
very fascinating, very interesting. Now
and non-kosher also.
Between the good shchita, though you're saying it's a good shchita, even though it's a good shchita, it's not tamei.
It's not glat.
Okay, it's not glat. It's not glat. Listen,
have you ever asked Rabbi Nai?
I always tell you, Shosef.
Maevsky?
He used to give
shiur on this before. I think
he said there's a lot of levels.
Yes,
and he also told you at a major event.
Yes. He says a major event. I believe he's the tongue. You go to an event, they serve tongue for 300 people.
Yeah, I've been such a wedding.
Where do they get tongue? 300 tongues?
I'll tell you exactly. Not everybody's eating tongue. They have a smorgasbord, and they would run out.
No, but I've seen at Chasna, my cousin, for example.
The guy at Harris Avram told me.
Yeah,
he said, he doesn't know if he can get liver. I asked the sorted liver. He said, I can't promise you. I don't know if I'll be able to get it.
Okay, I know the manager. What's his name again? I forgot.
Yeah, he hurts. Nice guy.
Let's go
think of somebody else. By the way, the tongue, not a schmorg.
All you have to know is one thing.
They served as an appetizer before main serving. They were serving, I don't know, 700 tongues.
Could you imagine? All you have to do is one thing. You go, there was a Maisha Hoy in Ganadin. A person comes to Ganadin, he comes, and they have a spread. He says to the, who's the caterer here in Ganadin? Who's the caterer? So they said, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the caterer. Not bad. Very nice. Who's the Mashkiach? The Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono is the Mashkiach? I'll take a salad.
Yeah. So even with the best hashgacha, they can't.
I don't know. I shouldn't say. I really don't know.
I'm going to have to talk.
It's probably
to
a lot worse.
I'm going to speak to the nibat and one of these people.
Vaita. Vaita. Amalei marzut rebe dravchun lebere drapabel ravino ha'ahod drav nechemia bere drav yosef atun. This that we you aha mas nisula. You learned the gan to sugi the way you learned it. Very nice. You're talking about sugi about the long and about the wall. The gan zach anan. We have a different version of his member. Adrava mas ninan la. What are we talking about? Adrava hani tarti une. We're going back to what we learned yesterday. Tarti une. The two different the two lobes. The rea. The srichel lahadade. Lestu bidikusa liachshurei. There's nothing
right.
That could possibly do. This
is
what we learned yesterday.
No, it is good.
It isn't good.
It's no good.
Non-adjacent.
So we learned this yesterday. When is that so? There was a condition.
Right.
Oh, condition only when it was Shaloi Kisidron. Look at Rashi.
Then it's not good.
Rashi says, right. Rashi says,
There is no Rashi.
What do you say? The
Gemara said yesterday. The Gemara said that yesterday. V'loy amoron elish like yisidu. That was yesterday's Gemara. Now, when we learned yesterday, there's nothing you can possibly do. The animal is trained.
But here you said you could.
And along comes. Now we learned that he was able to be boiding with water
by the
he was able. No, he went in taka made a medika. So therefore, this is very cool. And today's the halacha lemaisa b'zman as if you want to come on to this. Therefore, you have b'zman as a sircha. And you can say
Shloike Sidron,
and even Shloike Sidron, you can do a bedika.
So it comes from a chumra to a kula.
Kula, tremendous kula, tremendous kula.
From a chumra to a kula.
Yeah. Where do you have them? Okay.
Before it was a kula, because before he said, can I say?
Yeah, of course.
Before he said, if you take it off the daifen, we say it was good. And he comes on and says, no, you got to check it with water. To check it with water.
Correct.
And
now the Gemara comes to Issachash. Mask if Lora Vashi, how can you compare? How can you compare and go and say the halacha was said on this halacha in this memory? Bishlam ha'halacha toleinon b'dayven u'ksher. How could you possibly have a reason to be matir? Bishlam, until now, there's a reason why you can be matir was because we have the unos that connect to the rib cage.
Mm-hmm.
If we are to discover that there's a hole in the rib cage, then right. We have what to be toilet. Oh, we have a reason why the sircha developed. But if you have two lobes and there is a sircha connecting them, there's no way out. The hole came either from lobe A or from lobe C.
So blow both of them.
What?
So blow both of them.
What do you
mean? Check both.
Fine, exactly. So it was
until now,
what do we want to say? We wanted to say that we have the lobe is connected to the rib cage. If we are to discover that there's a reusa in the rib cage, that means where did the problem come from? The rib cage.
Right.
There's there is no din trefa in a doifin.
Right.
Halacha l'moishim Yisina never taught us anything.
Right.
So therefore, gvaldik, the problem is the doifen, and the doifen does not trigger any alarms in the world of halacha.
Right.
But now you're telling me that when is he making a bedika? When there's a sircha from lobe A to lobe C. What's the test going to help you? The sircha had to come from one of the two lobes, either from A or C. So either one of them has a hole. If either A or C has a hole... Exactly.
Excuse me, my friend. When you have it, Kisidron.
Yeah. Rivusayu. Okay. That's the Gemara was matter.
So we're saying there's no hole. There's no hole there.
Exactly.
There's no hole.
No, from A to B, there is a hole, but it's sealed.
It's healed. Rashi says it's going to be...
From A to C, it's not going to heal.
No one at this point is coming to say here. No one here at this point is coming to say from A to C, it's going to heal. It's not going to heal.
Right.
He just says you can do a bedika, there's nothing coming out.
Excuse me, if you want to tell us, it's also Shver over here.
Don't tell us too confusing. We learned yesterday the whole different set picture. A whole different mahalach in the Gemara, which we did not learn, and that changed everything. So we have to stay to one sheet because my little head doesn't know more than that. One of two lobes.
If it skips, it goes from A to C.
Yeah, only with A, because only all that the Gemara said before.
Right.
So the Gemara says, so if I don't understand, this is a kasha.
Yeah.
The Gemara, did Rav Nachman really make it? Now, going back to what we said originally in the Gemara, Rav Nachman was the one who made this statement. He's the one that says, Atoin, when the Gemara started. And then where was Rav Nachman? Stop. We're done. The Gemara is over. We're finished. Okay.
So now
we're going back.
So they have a kashi. Couldn't answer.
Left the Gemara leaves the question hanging. Very common. Fight. Now we're going back.
So they debunked the word. That means they how do you call it? They shlugged them up.
He asked the kasha. There's no answers. Maybe there is an answer. The Gemara did not give an
but
answer.
But they didn't ask that question directly to Rav Nachman.
The Gemara is asking the kasha. How can you go say this? Man of Shach, since he was not concerned, he must have an answer. What could possibly be the answer? The answer could possibly be, let's say there is a hole. Bottom line is, right now, it's sealed. Good enough. We learned the Gemara.
Oh, that's only in its Kesedron.
No, so we learned, but we learned the Gemara. We were brainwashed from what we learned yesterday. We learned yesterday is that if there is a hole, it's a treifa. Even if it's currently sealed, it has to be, if it's going to, either it's going to heal or it's not going to heal. If it's going to heal, that means it'll never, it's like Ilu Nether, it was never a hole. It's going to be good. If it's not going to heal, then ultimately it's going to fall off and the hole will reappear. Maybe this Mand Amar holds. That's not the way I understand the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. I don't take into consideration what will be. I look at Basher Hu Sham. Right now, is there a hole? No. At this moment, no. I did a Maisa Shechita.
Yeah.
Is there a hole? Yeah. There's no hole. It's kosher.
Or is it sealed? Yeah.
It's no hole. I don't have to. Oh, you're telling me we learned yesterday just because there's no hole right now doesn't matter. We have to look in the laws of Treifos Al Shem HaOsit. That if this animal will one day develop a hole, then it's treif right now.
No.
That's how we learned yesterday.
No, not if it's kesedron.
Okay, right, exactly fine, but shaloi kesedron?
You know why? Because it's going to rip. It's going to tear.
Exactly. So this Gemara here says it's shaloi kesedron. You can still do the bedika because who cares about the future? Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a point of this. This is l'chayr, the disagreement between the two Mahalakim and the Gemara. Next to Gemara. Now, we're going back. We're going back to the previous one of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the one that said that you have a lobe and you have tzimachim. Back in the previous case where there are blisters, you have the lobe that is glued to the doifen and there are tzimachim. So what did we learn yesterday? We learned today. We started today's daf. If they are tzimachim, we have to be chayish that the lung is the one that's the problem. The lobe is the problem, and that's why there is here. Frek the Gemara. The Gemara is a kasha.
We
Amar Rav Nachman Achi. We learn today.
Oh,
we start today.
We Amar
Yosef Bar Ben Yomi Amar Rav Nachman. The Reish Shnikva V'Doifin Says Las Mekshair. What's the problem? In a Chinami.
Let's. Who says this talking about Smachim? This case they bring over.
That's how Rashi learns.
It's the first case.
What first case?
There's two cases that they bring over there. One
the first case was
one is Reish Smul V'Doifin is good.
In Chayshin Lo, why not?
Kosher,
why not?
Because it came from the Doifin.
According to Tanakhama, we assume came from the Doifin, right?
And now he's saying, Helot Smachim Kaishnos. So who says that this is
Rashi says that.
Where?
Rashi. Remember Rav Nachman Achi. They are lost at Smachim.
You see that from the Gemara.
Rashi,
you have to
Zetzterein,
because otherwise you're on
Rashi the sees the big picture. He knows the whole Shas, and he knows the whole Shas, and he knows half the Shas in the Gemara. Gudel always said, if you now learn Rashi, you always, 90% of the time, you will learn Shas in the Gemara, if I care from what Rashi says. That's why you need Rashi. Not for learning Rashi. Das Balabayis Hebuch Midas Torah. Weiter. So Rashi says, Beferish the Helot Smachin. They're blisters. So Rashi says, Choshen Law. And we have to take into consideration, that's what it says in the, that's what Rav Nachman says.
Yeah.
Michlal, the E, Peshitolon, the Nikva, Horea, Loyaloy, Mahanilas, Dimas, and David. So it's obvious that there's a chayish because there's a hole. So what is a hole? But if the lobe is right up against the wall of the Doifin, so the Doifin is so smasa, it seals it shut. Back to the Gemara.
No, there's a tzmachim that seals it.
The tzmachim is nothing. The tzmachim will fall apart tomorrow. The tzmachim don't count for nothing. The tzmachim.
You tell them that since it's attached to the
doifen.
That's
what Rav Nachman
says. And the doifen goes over the.
Rav Nachman says that if you have a lung and the lung is attached to the doifen and they are tzmachim.
Yeah.
Tzmachim. So Rav Nachman says, case closed, treif. Don't bother me, treif. We have to assume that the rea is the problem.
Why did they say steam is a doifen? It doesn't help that the steam is a doifen.
So that's the
most
kasha. That's the kasha.
No, the Rashi I'm talking about.
That's exactly. Read the words of the Gemara. The Rashi in the Gemara. Read the words of Rav Nachman. Read one more time. Rav Nachman say that if you have a lung, a rea, an una, that is dovok to the doifen, it is treif off the bat because of the tzimachim, and the una is connected to the doifen, and there are tzimachim.
Yeah.
There are blisters.
Mm-hmm.
What did Rav Nachman say? Case closed, right. Treif. Why? Right. If there are blisters, that is an indication, a clear indication that there is a reisa in the lung.
Right.
So what is a hole in the lung? The doifen will heal it. The doifen is so by the pressure. The fact that the doifen is right up against the rea, the doifen will enable.
How
the
is
rea,
it right up? It's
look at the picture.
But it divide. But this tzmachim.
So that so what
that separates between
the
doifen
is minor. The tzmachim is insignificant. The pressure.
That's good for the problem. You ask you the metzias. Is it a stira in metzias or is it a stira in fact?
The Gemara appears to say that the tzmachim is ki'ilu she'inam in regard to the ability for it to heal.
So he's asking b'metzias.
Yes.
That's all.
Let's see. Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi v'Amar Rav Yosef Bar Miyomi Amar Rav Nachman, the same Rav Nachman, Rea, Shenikva. You have a real hole. We're not making no games here. This is the real deal. This is a flat tire. We have a flat tire here, Ma'amish, a real hole. V'doifen soy sas.
How do you know for a fact that
it says there's a Rea Shenikva? It says the famous in the Gemara. There's a Rea Shenikva. There's a hole. We see the hole. We did a bedika. The animal's dead. And we look at the log. And the log has a hole.
Right.
A mamish.
And it's covered. It's sealed by the ribcage.
And it's right up against the ribcage. The doifen. The doifen. Soy sasma. Soy samta. Soy samta. Keshera.
So it's a stira.
So just like it's keshera here, the Gemara is saying that the tzmachim are insignificant. The tzmachim is not here. There's nothing that's tzmachim. There's zelbazach. So the Gemara is not a kasha. There are two different types of case of a doifen. That's keneged a reya. That's keneged the doifen.
Yeah.
It all depends if the place.
What does revisa mean?
Natural. Mm-hmm. If the lobe is pressed against the doifen in a natural place where it's supposed to be, versus where the lung is pressed against the doifen in an unnatural location. Oh. And the Gemara explains. The Gemara says chituche duune. First the rashi and then the pictures. There's no one that disagrees. This everyone is going to be good. And you look at the pictures.
What does b'meitzah mean?
It means the rib cage. Up. Oh, you need a picture. You need to look at the picture. Okay, here's all the cutting.
Let's go to the picture.
Okay, we're skipping all these pictures because we'll never have any picture anywhere.
Reish Memtes.
Page Reish Memtes. Here is. Okay, you want to show me what's show here?
Yeah.
It shows you between 3 and 4. Chituch is the place where it's separated. That's by the Uma. Basically, it's going to be the Uma versus the Una.
Here,
that's the
here?
Difference. Hagadoyla.
Where's the Uma and the where's the
Uma is the bottom. The
this
two
is
bottom
the
guys.
Top, right?
Correct.
So this is the
steam. It's going to open. It's going to
open up.
Where do you have the upper lobes and the lower?
This is the upper. This is the lower.
Oh, I said. So what you're saying.
So if these two.
Nifkura opens apart.
Between two.
It's pretty much like the case we had yesterday.
And five.
Well, we learned this.
Yes,
there's the Hagdama to the Sugya.
One second. You mean the Tzmachem?
Right. We connect. This is the Gemara that when Rashi referred to this Gemara yesterday. Okay, there's the Uma versus the Una.
Yeah, sure.
Good, Vait, we're done. Next,
so second. So the only one that it's going to be good, but the Revus is by which one?
It's going to be good. It's going to be in this case. Even a blister is going to be good
by the 3 and 4.
By the Una,
only by the 3 and 4.
Only by the Unas, the Nuns.
Because these are because they come close, because they come close up against
right.
It.
One right.
Second. So we're talking about. Only then it's going to be good.
Even a blister. Even a blister is going to
be
good.
There's a larger space then between these two. Because these also look very close.
Even a blister is going to be good by one because it's against the doifen.
What's the scenario again? The
one, the unos, the one, the three unos, or the two unos on the other side.
Nee.
If it's pressed against the doifen, then even if there's going to be samachim, it's kosher.
Well, that's near the throat, near the tzavar?
Yes, higher up.
And when he says...
And when we said that if there's tzimachim, it's no good, that's the Uma with the mem. Because there, it's too much wiggle room there.
Why?
Because it's a much wider cavity. It's a wider cavity in that area. And then we learned yesterday in Rashi, it's at the
chiddush
of Chaim.
On the top part. Okay. The lower part is more spread out.
And therefore, the smacha is probably much wider.
Yes, the smacha.
And therefore, it could.
Therefore, not even as wider, just that the even if they're not wide, just the fact that there it wiggles too much, it's gonna come apart.
I see.
It's not gonna have an opportunity to heal because there's too little pressure.
I see.
You need to apply more pressure. Only higher up is there more pressure.
I see.
The higher you go, the medaknik
achoras. The higher because it's more narrow.
Right. Goes higher in Shemayim.
The gap.
You mean
the space is not as okay. I got it.
The medactic. The chutzah said it's more pressure. The higher you go in Shemayim.
To be honest with you, this really doesn't. Talk to me.
You see here, this thing, they're close together.
Correct.
So it's much easier this is the rib cage. To be close to kasher.
Okay, now we go to the sugya.
Gufa.
Same exact. We're reviewing the halacha.
Where are we learning that?
Gufa. Guf, first one. Oh, Guf,
yeah.
Om Ravir, Bar Yosef, Om Yom Yachna, Reish, Nikva, Vidif, so it's not Soy Samta.
Kesheira.
Kesheira. Om Ravina. We just learned right now. Om Ravina, Vuhud, the son of Bibisra. Oh, now he's coming to clarify any more condition that there has to be, it's connect, the son means it's connect, like the Savich means it's connected. Bibisra, Basar, not bone. In other words, if it's against the bone, wow, then it's no good. You have the pictures.
I would think that's revisa more than this.
Look at Rashi.
I would say it's even more revisa.
Okay, let's see. Shenizbeches v'nechezes horeya babosar shebein shtei hatzalois. Dehove sitima shirira, it's shorir v'kayam. The same nusach yavne in the ksuba. V'yakol shorir v'kayam. What does that mean? It's bonded.
It will not be a bond that won't be broken.
By the way, what Konidra you have that Lashon?
Sharir v'kayam?
No, so, and similar.
Sharir nolei. Okay. Deloy mifrika avol bitzaloi satsim. But let us say that the whole, the lung is glued to the bone.
Which is amazing. Because not to the bone. Because it's not glued to the bone. It's glued to the bus that's in front of the bone.
That's good.
But so you're saying the bone was exposed?
If the part of the lung...
There's a membrane. The bone is mamish in there?
Yeah. Yeah. Look what it says. Look at those bones.
I was, you know, I hear they're coming out
rib
with
steak.
A hologram, a 3D.
Rib steak will never be the same.
They have to come out with
real cow.
I hear they're coming out, they have the technology. They're
touching the bone.
Probably had it for a while, but now that's what I heard.
But maybe not. Maybe why not? Maybe the marrow in the bone is defective and it went out and caused a problem.
I don't know. That itself is a...
What's the Havamina?
No one spoke about that.
You don't know how things work in there. We got to go in there.
You know, I hear they have the technology.
But according to
hologram, 3D, that would be great.
But according to this, it's not a vart that it came from the Dover. The vart is that even if it came from the Reya, it's not a problem. Because the vart is that the...
Right, so, yeah, so yeah. It's not... So
because it's against the bus.
It's going to heal it, correct.
Yeah. But if it's pushing against the bone, that's not good.
No good. Because the bone is not going to heal it. The bone is not of the nature...
So that means Ravin is explaining...
Yes, he's coming to limit. He's coming to limit the scope of the halacha of
Anachim. He's probably from the few treifas that have a possibility to correct themselves. Because if you have a nekev in the veshet, it's possible right up.
Well, I don't think that's a very good question. That's the question that Rabelski told you. The Rabelski is that when they do surgical procedures, they do seal, they do heal it.
Right.
So do you say once you had a hole in the body,
right,
it's already finished?
Right.
Or they heal it when they do these surgical procedures, they close it up, they cauterize it, they close it up. So what are the parameters? So these are all very complicated issues. Can you see the Mamash Machlokes of the Gemara? Is it mean that it will open? You go up, but so now in the future, these things are so deep. Amoik, miyim tsa'enu. Vayim the Gemara.
So Ravin is just explaining.
Yes,
or
yes.
He's
coming to limit.
And limit.
He's coming to limit. Who's the sivich bebisra, not the bone? That's the point of your Rashi makes.
That's when it's good.
Bitzalois atzman Rashi says einzo sivich kayemes. If you want to have apply the leniency that if the lobe is glued to the doifen, it must be glued to the bosser of the doifen, not to the etzem of the doifen.
By the way, it's in its faradig because to the bone it doesn't
It's not going to stick.
Right.
It's like it's a glue. Glue only works on something that's porous, something that's like metal. You nigel vasikam. It doesn't work the glue because there's nothing for it to seep into. It has to be into. Weiter. So he's now coming to challenge. Are you telling me that it's not connected? Let's say it's not sadach. Meaning, let's say it is not. It's not the bistro. No, in other words,
it's on the tzalois. Like
on the tzalois, right? Treifa. It's going to be a treifa. Alma amrina nekuvahi. So what are you telling me now? You're telling me over here that if you have over here a sircha and the sircha is cleaving to the bone, it's a treifa because it's a hole. Yachi ki sadach nami. So if the sircha is cleaving to the bosar, so what does that accomplish? It's still a hole. Tanya. Here we're going, Mamush, we're getting to the root of the sugya. That we learn the bride, Tanya. Nika pasam ne shi shoy seis. Now this is talking about the moch v'kosus. This is talking about the erva. A krus shafcha.
This has nothing to do with an animal.
Can you explain what's a krus shafcha? I never realized that.
Person's testicles. Rachmanos, the person's testicles are damaged.
Uh-huh.
So he's not allowed to marry Ibas Yisrael. He's not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael.
Why is it called krus shafcha?
Because it means it's crushed. What krus means is cut. They're different. They're either the severance of the different different channels which connect the zera to the eiver, or the baits of a mamish damage, they're crushed.
By the way, then the zera, that's where it's stored.
That's where it's stored, in Hanani. Right. It's on the outside. Yachi, here's the kasha. We're now jumping ships. We now discuss the sugya of the of a person who's called a krus shofcha,
right,
who may not marry into Klal Yisrael, right, a Jew. He's not allowed to marry a basra because he cannot have children.
But a Gyoris he could.
A Gyoris lo yavoy, I guess so. I'm not
and
sure.
By the way,
sure
I just want to mention Reb Amram Blow. It's not. It's well known. He felt he was a krus shofcha. That's the reason he married a Gyoris for the second time.
I know that.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, he married a Gyoris, uh-huh, okay, because he felt he was a krus shofcha. That's what I've been told by somebody.
I never heard that before.
You've heard Reb Amram Blow.
He married. There's always a strange story there. I never knew that.
Because she saved. She says, if you're able to,
why do you want to marry her? It's a very bizarre story. So you're telling me a whole new thing I never knew.
Yeah.
Tanya.
I can't ask that person. He's already 10. He's never. He's not.
Six.
He's not,
I don't go so deep down anymore. It's too hard to get out. So it says the famous that he's a deek. He's saying the Gemara here is something incredible.
Can't impregnate her.
Any time, but the Gemara wants to borrow from this sugya a general rule. L'chol
haterakula.
Whenever there's a nikev, any time there's a hole, there's no such thing as healing. Nikev. Nistam kosher, the neshu moilid, but let's say it's nistam, the whole is sealed, the neshu moilid can have children.
So it has to do with
this is the only, here's the point we want to make over here. We're going to go to a sugya of a krus shafcha.
Mm-hmm.
A krus shafcha is only called a krus shafcha when it is opened.
Yeah.
But let's say it heals. Let's say there's a surgical procedure that is done to close up the hole.
Yeah.
Then it's kosher. Now here the Gemara now makes a deek. Why did Chazal say v'zehu? V'zehu is a niyot. Dafka here. But there's another hechatimsa where there's going to be a hole. And even if the hole is going to be sealed, it's not going to go back to its previous heter. What is the word v'zehu coming lafuke? Trefus of animals.
When you cut open the animal, you do a check. How would you even know? You see that it's attached to the doifin, not to the tzela.
Yeah.
So I have to know that once upon a time, it was attached to the etzem. We're only talking about one hole. We're not talking about two. We're talking about one.
What do you see? You open up, what
we're
do you see?
We're talking about how many, we open up, you find one attachment.
Okay, to where? Where is it attached to?
Attached to the doifin, to the bossa. Okay.
Now, so the Gemara says, it's kosher. It's kosher. What? Hayin v'gusayin.
Yeah, but if it would have been attached to the tzela.
No good.
Okay, fine. It's no good.
So now, affect the Gemara.
But if it was attached to the tzela, it then attached to the bussa, it would not be good.
If it after was attached to the tzela, not the bussa, it would be no good.
If after attached to the tzela, then attached to the bussa, it would be no good.
No good, no good.
Ah, you see over here, it would.
The Gemara's kash is going on the good case, on the bussa. The Gemara's kash is going on a case where there's a sircha attaching the una to the bussa.
Correct.
Right, and what do we learn? It's kosher. Why? Because the doifen soy. But let's say it's taka sovich to the basar.
Right.
It's going to be good.
Right.
Now the Gemara is asking kasha delacha.
Sovich nami.
Oh, frak the Gemara. Even if it's sovich nami.
That what? I mean, the besoifer was to the doifin. The besoifer initially was to the tzela.
No, 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 no,
in kach, I feel with the besoif next to the doifin.
No, not besoif. We're getting besoif. This is where it is. We have two different scenarios. Either it's savach to the bone,
right,
or it's savach to the basar.
Right.
If it's savach to the bone, two separate cases.
Nothing to talk about.
No. If it's savach to the basar, it's good.
Right.
Why is it good of Nachman? Because the doifen is going to close it up and it's going to heal. It's going to heal.
So what's the deek of the Gemara? What's
that? Frank, the Gemara is the kasha. We have a halacha. But is there a sircha, yes or no? Tell me the answer to the question.
100%.
There is. If there is a sircha, that is a clear indication that once upon a time there was a hole. Correct?
It's 100%. If it was
the only way a sircha develops in a long is only because once upon a time,
sircha,
there's a hole. So the Frank, the Gemara. So don't tell me this business of when it's going to heal. The only time in halacha that if a hole heals, it's kosher, is when by krus shafcha. But b'chol hatarakula, when there is a halacha that a hole is a trefa, is a problem, even if it heals, the problem remains forever.
So the question over here is that even, forget about the tzela.
Right.
Stamazai.
Exactly.
That's not
exactly.
The Gemara.
No, read the Gemara again. That's very simple. I know what he's saying. Read the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. Okay, read the Gemara. Yeah. Gufa. Go back to Gufa, okay? Gufa. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef.
Hold everybody back.
Gufa. Gufa. No, no. Amar Rav Yosef. Go back a few months up. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef. Reish Nikva V'Doifin Soy Samta Kishera. The Doifin. Now we're going to limit Machlokes. Amar Ravina. Oh, wait, not so fast. There are two parts. V'hu the Rabas Mishra. Lafuki Rashi said the bones. Not the bone. Amale Rav Yosef Ravina. Oh, clarify that, please, for me over here. If the Eloi Savich Mai, let's say it's not attached to the basar, but it's attached to the bone. It's why treifa. Why is it treifa? Why? What's the big deal? What's the problem? The problem is because if there's a sircha, that automatically means there's a hole.
And to reappearance. In fact,
exactly.
It's not going
to stay. Exactly. It's going to reappear. Fine. Alma, I'm reading Nukuvi.
Okay, fine.
Ihachi. If that's the case, a hole is going to be, there is a clear indication that there is a hole, and the hole is not going to heal because it's attached to the bone. Kisavich nami. Even if the bone is attached to the basar, and no, even if the sircha is attached to the basar, and it will heal, but you admitted to me that the fact that there's a sircha, the sircha means that there was once upon a time a hole.
The whole premise of what
exactly.
Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, that the Sasma, you're asking the whole question, the whole premise.
The Hatanya. No, no. This is how Rashi learns, very posh.
Where's Rashi?
Right over here. Alma Nekefu. Look at the Rashi, the Bram Askel. Alma Nekefu. V'afilu Hachi. It's a Nekev. Kisavich. If it's attached to the Basar. Machshirat La. Alma. Demahanya. Sitima. Lereya Shenikva. It's teaching you the basic Yisod that if you have a lung.
Because whether it's going to heal, that's irrelevant. It seals it up.
But
that's Daker.
That, exactly. It heals
that's
it up.
We don't care if it's going to heal or not.
Well, Rashi before said, Rashi and Ahmed on the previous staff yesterday, that we learned yesterday, said that if the sealing will mean that Rashi added that Kadesh.
Yeah.
That it's not just a matter of a seal. It's a seal that will lead to a full healing.
How come Rashi doesn't bring it here? Why did he repeat himself?
It's not Nogea here. Okay. It's not Nogea. So, Frek the Gemara, that cannot, it's not true. If once upon a time there was a hole, in the world of Halacha, there's always a hole. Once a hole, always a hole. There's no such thing as, oh, but a healer, who cares? The only place in the world of halacha that it is mahane, holding a healing of a hole is a kushafa, but nowhere else.
So that's what Tanya Nikon Fasso.
We learn when it comes to a human being, we learn the Braisa.
Tanya Nikon Fasso.
Let me find the place over here. Tanya Nikon Fasso, the Manishu Shoy says, in this time, Kashi, the Manishu Moilit. Vizehu. The key word here is the word Vizehu. This the only echetim in the Gans Kultur Kula Pasul Shechoyzelech Sheiray.
What does that mean? Shechoyzelech Sheiray.
That it becomes kosher. It becomes the problem goes away by a krushavcha. If the hole
is
sealed,
so what's pasul then?
It's not by a krushavcha.
It just says that vizehu pasul.
Vizehu. The only time we apply this principle.
Oh, I saw
that a hole.
That is love. Mutal love with Mikal.
Vizehu lemaute mai. Lav lemaute ki gavna. It's coming to exclude the case of treifos. By treifa, once there is a hole, it's treif.
But forgive me, I'm understanding. There's some kasha. Vizehu. The price concludes.
Vizehu. Keyword is vizehu.
What does that mean?
In this case only.
Yeah.
In this case only, do we have an example of a puzzle?
Oh, I got it. If it's sealed, seal off, yeah.
Mashma, then the other case is, it's not choizel
lechsheira.
Yes. Now enters the Gemara.
Yeah.
Vizehu lemute mai. What is it coming to exclude? Lav lemute ki gavna, the laws of treifos.
Right.
That if there's a hole, there's a hole.
Says the Gemara, loy.
Loy, guess what? There's another hechatim. So guess what? The case of a treif is the zel bizach.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a krushavcha suya. What's the coming to mind? Lemute krum shalom achmas maka bereya. Krum is a membrane. Sha'ola machmas maka bereya de enoi krum. That case
sense,
he writes.
Zehu means that's the only case.
Zehu means this case, La Fuka, another case.
Major stuff over here.
Okay, he disagrees.
Yeah,
okay, the Gemara. We got to look before the Rashi, the Pesham of the Gemara.
Mask
of the Rashi, the Pesham of the Gemara.
Rashi says that's it.
Mask of the Rashi, the Pesham of the Gemara. Ilu, in ki b'doifen lo hadoh, mai. What would the halacha be if it was in ki b'doifen lo hadoh, mai treifa? And what do we know? The anyone knows it was a hole right in the doifin. Rashi, ilu b'rim 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 doifin. Horeya la'achar zman mai. The azlin b'os estimas doifin. Let's say there would be a hole.
Another puncture in the wall of the chest.
Lahadereya.
So now there's two holes. There's a hole.
I'm wondering if the lung was attached to another part of the cella.
It says the chest wall itself became punctured opposite.
Let's say three attachments to the three attachments to the busser and one to the chaza to the cella. Then you'd have a problem. You have all the attachments you want to the busser, but if you even one to the cella, Rabbi Frank, you'd have a problem. If there's only one attachment to the cella, you'd have a problem.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely. Okay. Now let's go to the next Shaila. The next Shaila here is. Where's the picture book? Shlomo, where's the picture book? Where's the picture book?
Closed it. Reish Mem. Reish Nun Aleph.